Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 93 of Ninjas and Super Spies. On this page, we are introduced to Jujutsu. It is a style that is not available to those of honorable alignments. It is all about grappling and throwing, using, it says, daggers, sticks, guns, throwing dirt in the eyes, using a ring of keys. The description does not explain how you would use a ring of keys to gain an unfair advantage over your opponent. That is left to the imagination. But all of these things actually are superfluous, because there's a damn good reason that jiu-jitsu is not available to characters of honorable alignment, which is that this is the cheapest motherfucker in the game because of one move, the wrist lock. This game has joint locks in it. Now, Aikido had them too, but we had other things to discuss with Aikido, so I've saved the discussion for today. Many martial arts in this game provide holds, and holds are simply like you roll the strike, you grab the person, and then you just have them. Maybe your friend can beat them up, or maybe you can hold them until the situation is passed. Maybe not the most exciting thing to have in combat, but I understand. It's not that bad because you can roll to get out of a hold. It's tough, you know, it favors the attacker, as I guess it should, but basically it's just you gotta roll to keep a hold of this person every turn while they struggle to get free. Then there are joint locks, which are like holds in that they shut someone down completely. You can't attack or defend or move while you're in a joint lock. But joint locks are also almost inescapable. Up against one opponent, Jujutsu Guy doesn't need to do anything imaginative with his keys. All he needs to do is hit with one wrist lock, and that's it. This is very much like a save or die situation, like you'll recognize from old versions of D&D, where there are hit points and, you know, to hit rolls and all that stuff. But wizards have certain spells that you just have to roll to save, and if you don't, then you're dead. You're done. Right? Like either you're paralyzed, you're turned to stone, or whatever. That's what the wrist lock is. For all the flying kicks and STC and hit points in this game, if somebody grabs your wrist, that's it. You're just fucked. And there's a reason why. The wrist lock targets the one weakness of every character in Ninjas and Super Spies, which is, strangely, given their choice of occupations, pain. There's a save versus pain in this game. No one gets a bonus to it. It's a hard save to make. You have to roll 14 or higher. And if you fail a save against pain, then you pass out. You can't handle it, and you just pass out. So any situation in the game where it is someone floats like, oh, this is really going to hurt, then you got to roll a d20, and if you don't roll a 15 or better, then you just fall unconscious. So here's what happens when someone wrist locks you. They roll the strike, they hit. You're now in a wrist lock. You can't do anything. You can't defend yourself. You can't attack. You can't get away. There's nothing you can roll to break away. The only way to get out of a wrist lock is to voluntarily break your own wrist. And if you do, then you have to save versus pain or pass out. I don't know if we're ever going to get to talk about it in the future, though. So I wanted to take it a step further because there's another hold, there's another joint lock in this game that is even worse, which is the finger lock. So the finger lock is just like the wrist lock, basically. It does less damage to you if you voluntarily break your finger to escape it, but it is otherwise identical. So the finger lock really is, it's not even about winning fights. It's really about humiliation. Up against any badass martial artist, up against any, you know, the very darkest of dark ninjas, up against samurais, up against grizzled veterans of, you know, military combat, up against anybody, all you gotta do is make one roll to strike and grab that little pinky, and there's nothing they can do. They can't get away. They can't defend themselves. They're absolutely helpless. Their only chance of survival is to twist away so that you break their pinky, and two-thirds of the time, they will then give a faint sigh and fall into unconsciousness from the excruciating pain. So I enjoy the finger lock as a tool of humiliation, but in some ways it's actually kind of funnier as like a running joke in your campaign that Jujutsu only has the wrist lock, because the wrist lock will lead to the most awkward endgame combat of any combat maneuver. If you know jiu-jitsu, you should be like, this is your go-to finisher. This is how you end fights, is the wrist lock. And the thing about the wrist lock is that it doesn't do any damage unless they try to escape it. So here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a real kung fu battle. You're going to have a regular fight, totally one-sided. They're going to be punching you, kicking you, jumping around, backflipping everything. All you're doing every round is trying to grab that wrist. Then once you get it and you twist their wrist around, then everything just grinds to a halt. They don't take any damage, but it's a two-handed, unlike the finger lock, it's a two-handed hold, which means you also can't do anything. So you finally get a hold of their wrist. You've just been grabbing for their wrist all fight, and they keep pulling it away and like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm trying to punch you here. Then you finally get their wrist, and then you guys just like look each other in the eyes like, oh fuck, now what? Neither of us can punch, neither of us can kick, neither of us can move. There's only one way this can end, which is the thing where I break my own wrist and pass out. But I really don't want to do that. So I guess like you might try to talk it out, scream for help, because I mean, I guess that's your best choice maybe, is just to hope that there's a helpful passerby, a good Samaritan who will come and help you break this wrist lock. There's nothing they can do about that. They can't try to incapacitate you or like hold your mouth and, you know, whatever. They're too busy wrist locking you. So the two of you are just standing here in this alleyway or whatever, and you're just like screaming for help. Like, please, he's asked me in a wrist lock. I don't know this man. Or maybe you could try to bribe him to let you go. Probably that's not going to work. He's heard it all before. He's wrist locked many people. This is not his first rodeo. So inevitably, it's going to be many turns passing as you try to talk your way out of this or cry for help. But finally, you're standing there and you're going to have to make a very cold, premeditated decision. Okay, I'm going to break this wrist. And so you twist your own hand. You break your own wrist. You fail the stupid hard save. And then you go, ugh, and just pass out. That's going to be the way that 90% of the fights end with a jiu-jitsu master. And he's probably going to love every minute of it, because entrance requirements ensure that he is a sadistic asshole. And that's the dumbest thing on this page. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.